that the questions that you sent here will be asked during the lesson.
Why is it so important for us, annulment and subjugation? Because this actually symbolizes for us the transition from the control of our ego to the control under the force of bestowal and love of the Creator. And these two types of control, the good inclination or the evil inclination, and each time we shift from here to there, descent, ascent, descent, ascent, so that through connection, through equivalence, by measuring between the two, we can find ourselves. And we find ourselves not in the evil inclination and also not in the good inclination, because there we would be lost. Rather, we need to see ourselves as being in the middle, that we have some personality, some identity of our own. How can there be such a thing? And this is precisely by us being included in the ten, that in the ten we have the ability to acquire our status so that we will be humans, Bnei Adam. We all have the image of Adam. And we have independence. Therefore, through the arvut between us, through the connection between us, we reach this image, this likeness. We reach a state where we can be called. State where we can be called Adam. And therefore, the more we advance in spirituality, a person actually starts to feel himself as less and less certain, less understanding, feeling, standing on his own right. In contrast to this world where he sees people, each one with his view, and you also have such people in the wisdom of Kabbalah who only advance according to their intellect and not according to the attainment of the essence of the spiritual form. So they are confident, they understand, it says here, it's written there, over there. And a person who is not in a corporeal, beastly state, but rather he yearns according to the nature of his soul to spirituality, he feels himself usually many times, even in a single day, is confused, lost. He doesn't even know where he is exactly. It's as if he had lost his path. He feels himself helpless, like a little child, that if everybody disappears, then he doesn't know. He just stands there in the middle of the room. He can stand and cry just like that. That he became lost in the big world, and he doesn't feel that he's connected to reality. These are wonderful moments, truly, on our path. Because we, in such states, gradually begin to remember, or more correctly, to receive from above, from the upper force, from the one who is taking care of us, that we exist in the society, in the ten, and then I suddenly feel myself truly like the Messiah has come and he's pulling me away from all of this, all of my helplessness, from that state where I don't know what to do, where should I go out, where can I run, where can I turn myself, not in my mind, not in my heart, nothing. Truly such emptiness and I have no foundation. And here we suddenly recall that we have a society. This is how the Creator, in such a way, He's giving us the right direction, that you want to be a human being, you want to grow, well, go ahead. This is your next image, this is your next form. You now felt that you're losing yourself, right? That is true, and it's good. Now, where are you? You are the 10. Incorporate there, disappear there. Simply only be there, only with them. And by this effort, you will feel that you are receiving yourself, that you feel the world, you feel everything, but inside the 10. Outside of it, it's irrelevant. All of these things, no, but inside the 10, as much as you feel them, as much as you establish the situation, the correct situation with them, through that you will enter a new world, the spiritual world. The spiritual world. And especially in our times, when we are truly going through that stitch line, the boundary from the previous world, the old world, the individual world, to a world where we're going to connect it to an integral world, a complete world. And in the previous world, each and every Kabbalist, or in a small group, he would discover the upper force. Now we're coming to a state where there is no choice. We will have to connect together. We will feel ourselves in a different state, in helplessness, and only when we connect with the friends, we find the anchor, correct line on which to move towards the goal. And the goal is at the end of this paved path ahead of us. And the whole path is connection, 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 more and more and more in that 10. And that way I reach from a state of helplessness, a complete lack of confidence, and I don't know where I exist and what for and why. And our whole world also is coming to that, bit by bit, right? But I, especially so, and then when I detect that all of my advancement is only through connection in the group, everything becomes clear to me. It opens up. And everything is on a paved road. And I have no demand besides connecting with the friends and feeling out of our connection confidence that this is coming from the, and this comes from the Creator who is there hidden inside of us, but gradually he is coming closer and becoming revealed because I'm in the connection. So he reminds me of that, and this is how we advance. And this is why I'm so happy that I depend on our society. And from my small circle, from my 10, and really the whole path is quite simple. It is only that according to how much I annul myself before the 10, to that extent, I advance towards the goal. So I have very clear things and it's all in my hand. So then I'm happy that I have found it, and this is how I reach from a state where I entirely felt myself that, who am I, what am I, where am I, like a baby who is lost, where is my life, And in general, there's nothing from absolute zero. Suddenly I reach the point where it's all here. It's all right here before me. It's all ready. And there is nothing besides the friends, as Rabash writes, and in them I find everything. And this difference between the baby who finds himself that seemingly he was left alone, and truly the whole world has disappeared, he's lost, and the state where I remember the friends, I remember the 10, and all the confidence, the whole future, and the whole world is in them, and I truly acquire the whole world. This difference is tremendous, and it is very close. These states are close to each other, and we therefore need each time to be impressed, to be inspired from these two polar opposite states, and to see how much they are directing us towards the goal more and more. That we should always feel ourselves with lack of confidence when we are outside of the society, inside of our ego, inside of these questions that we have nothing to do with, and the confidence and the joy and the fulfillment and the joy when I'm connected with the 10 and only there, only in this direction, inward, there I find my good future. And later on, we will have to work even more on egoistically, once I've acquired this confidence, how do I shift this to the form of bestowal? But at least this point, the need for my little society, and there is my soul that I find it, and I find it because the Creator is illuminating it to some degree. That is actually the state that I should try to go through and be impressed by it and remember it and to advance in such a way. And these states, helplessness, lack of confidence outside the 10, that I am truly, I feel that I'm better off dead, and connection with the 10, where there is no need for anything besides that, just to feel myself with the friends and the Creator between us, with absolute love, with bestowal, boundless love. These are actually the two states from which we should be impressed. This is why let us try to think about it, that in helplessness, in anything negative that we feel, we should remember, we should understand, we should help each other and remind each other that actually all of the negative states are because of disconnection from the 10, and all of the positive states can only be inside of the connection in the 10. So much so that, as it says, I am lovesick. This is how it should be.
Dear Rav, the state of helplessness can be something that helps us grow stronger in the 10?
Of course, of course. The more I have this feeling of helplessness in my existence, accordingly I feel how much the group is my life buoy. It's the rope that is thrown to someone who is drowning in the river. What does it mean that he's drowning in the river? That he became disconnected from the group. But the group should also realize that if the person is becoming lost, then we must work on him, if he's a friend. Or maybe he's just an unwelcome guest. This is why we need to try, we should try to work on each and every friend so that he will be connected to the group, so that he will be connected to love, support, connection, so that he supports the 10 and the 10 supports him, each and every one. But certainly this gap between the helplessness, and we have many such states of confusion where we lose our, even the rationality in life. We don't understand why and what it is for, and the values. So all of this is in order to bring us to greater connection in the 10, so that we will know how to strengthen ourselves in it.
Let's say the friend said he's in under the descent. How can I help him so he will understand that for him it's an opportunity for a greater ascent?
Of course it is so, and you need to talk about it in the 10 between you, without paying attention to him, so that he will be incorporated with it bit by bit. But you should talk about it, that there is no descent, it is only because you fall out of the connection in the 10. There is no ascent, but only an ascent in the connection in the 10, until the Creator is revealed there, because the light shines out of the connection between you. The spiritual light, the light of confidence, shines only out of that. If you receive some confidence, some strength from other states, that is not spirituality. Check it out and you will see.
Oh, and a practical way, precisely, one can feel every day totally incorporated as a one and a ten. Thank you, Rav.
I think
that we need to reach a state where in each and every moment where when I am in a state of lack of orientation in my life, in the family, in my life at work, with myself, in spirituality, of course, I need to realize that all of these things come to me out of the fact that I do not find myself in the center of the 10. That I'm not incorporated in them, that I'm not annulled in them, that I do not receive from them influence from above, from the Creator. And the Creator deliberately hides himself each time even more behind the 10. And this is why the 10 also does not attract me, because the Creator is now hidden farther away from it. And it is all in order for me to prefer the love of people to the love of the Creator, that I will want to connect with them more in mutual bestowal, because this is the safe trail, the safe state, in order for me to first advance towards connection with them. And only when I establish correctly my relation to them, then by that I will build the image of the Creator correctly. By this I will build the right kli for the revelation of the Creator. Therefore, first I need to be connected to the 10 and to establish as correctly as possible my relations with them in a heartfelt, internal manner. Later on, by that, I reach the revelation of the Creator. The Creator has nowhere to escape, because through the 10, I have built a place for his revelation. And about this, he says, my son defeated me. Only in such a form, when I reach the 10, and I connect with it in a way that for sure it is as close as possible to the form of the Creator. Then he has no choice, he cannot run away. He says, my sons defeated me, and I will become revealed. This is how we should invite him to be revealed.
Barur.
It turns out from the explanation that everything that's happening to us in life starts from the connection man has practically with the 10.
Yes, through a person's connection with the 10, specifically through that only, he begins to get to know the true reality, he enters into the inner nature, and there he discovers the forces of nature, all in all the fundamental force of it, which is the Creator, called Boy, yes.
So what's in that connection with the 10 that causes such an influence on a person's reality?
The whole of reality stems from the 10. The whole of reality is the 10 itself. 10 and not 9 and not 11, this is the structure of the whole of reality. However, it was given to us to work with this reality in a restricted form so that we will be capable of starting to enter this single pixel so that later on we will build ourselves and connect correctly to the more global reality. That is to expand our pixel, expand our 10, so that we include in it all the rest of the forms and forces of nature.
But how come your attitude towards the 10 is changing your reality?
Because it is how I relate to the Creator. This is why, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. How else? If you do not use, but by equalizing yourself with the 10, by being incorporated in it, by simply annulling in it, etc., if you don't do that, how will you come closer to nature, to the Creator who is in the center of the 10?
Okay.
What happened that suddenly calculation with a person is according to his connection with his 10?
So who is the person? If he's not included in the 10, he's not a human being, he's not Adam. If he hasn't reached a minimal form by which he can be called Adam, where he reconstructs the parts when Adam, Harishon, was shattered, and he brings himself to the first minimal form by which he connects with his 10, this is what the Creator did in the opposite form. He created the general system, and then he restricted it, and he broke it, and he prepared this for us. And we, from the shattering, need to reconstruct this system, this mechanism, and this is how we reach the same state called Adam. Otherwise, we're not human beings, Adam. We're just searching for how to reach that degree of Adam, similar to the Creator, in a minimal degree. This is when I connect with my 10, and I build together with them a minimal system through mutual bestowal between us.
I don't know. So what's the action? How do you start to practically work with the 10?
Out of the fact that I feel that I'm becoming lost, that's how I started today, the conversation, half an hour ago. And I feel that I have no connection to life, to the essence of life, to the purpose of life, not to the good things nor to the bad things. I simply exist in some state which is entirely foggy. And if look at the foggy state of the whole of humanity, how the Creator is advancing everyone to that state. I'm telling you, I can see it with my own eyes. It is happening right here before me. Look how he is doing it. This is what he's doing with everyone. talk with people on the street, with the great ones, the small ones, the wise ones, the fools, it doesn't matter whom. Nobody knows where he is. However, still, that feeling of that, where are we, which way are we going, how can we live? So they still want to tie themselves to the previous life where everything was still clear, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, but it's already gone. There is no such thing anymore. They feel already that they're losing these things. It's as if the corporeal world that was so clear, so emphasized, so attractive and awakening, it is gone. It loses its force of attraction. It is losing something that used to stabilize my whole life. And now less and less and less. People seemingly are coming out. Why do you see such riots and demonstrations? People are looking for what can they have a grip on in life. And there is nothing that you can have a grip on because everything is disappearing. We can see it, right? The values of all of the lives we had, they're all falling. What is the value of being the prime minister or the head of a party or the head of some movement or something? What is the big gain of the big benefit of being great, a scientist, respected? What? Nothing. It all goes away. And people are therefore in a state of helplessness. This already resembles a little bit this baby who feels that he was left alone, forgotten. And then from that state of I was forgotten, they will also be able to grasp, as it is desirable that you will grasp, that simple thing that in the group, you can get hold of the anchor. And otherwise, you cannot. This is how the Creator is teaching us. Therefore, it's important for us to feel in each and every moment in our life how much we are losing the foundation of life and we don't know what to do and which way and what for. And when we go back to our anchor, which is, we should go back to our anchor, which is the group. That if I'm with them, I should feel that that's it. This is the safest place and I am willing to invest whatever I can in them, just so long as I'm in them. Because in them, specifically in my connection with them, I reach a safe shore. The shore of this terrible ocean.
So how do you begin to live life where you constantly walk around with the ten?
It's not all the time. I disconnect and reconnect, disconnect and reconnect. This is how I build inside of me this image. But even at times that I'm physically with them or I'm not physically with them, whenever we do something together, yes or not, I always feel how much I'm not yet connected, how much I still have a desire to run away from them. And so forth. And one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. You will see how you will constantly think about, maybe today I won't come, I don't feel so well, I have an opportunity, I have an excuse to tell them that I cannot, etc. All kinds of such things. You will see it more and more.
It's clear, it's happening all the time. I'm asking specifically not about the times in which I have to return to them physically, but when I don't have to return to them physically, and each one is in his little corner. How, during these times, can we work, live from within the tent, take it with us? Since it's an inseparable part from you, how can you constantly be in the ten, live in it?
I cannot be all the time there. How much can I explain to you? Wait, come on. I cannot be all the time in the tent. Specifically, it's the opposite. By me coming out of the tent, out of that, sometimes I remember that out of lack of choice, I have to, and when do I have to? When the evil inclination, which is helpmate against one, depicts to me such states of helplessness, of lack of confidence, that I necessarily remember the ten. The Creator is already arranging this for me from within.
Доброе утро, Ра. Доброе утро, мировой клей. А если товарищ еще много лет в пути, и он входит в какую-то борьбу и не может выбрать между индивидуальной жизнью...
If a friend is on the path for many years, and he has this inner struggle, he can't choose his personal life and the life of the ten, is it our duty to help him out? Rav, if a person is still in the early days of entering the ten, we have to try and help him out as much as possible in a delicate manner. Not demand too much of him, but just make room for him. Help him understand that just like in the family, there are old people, those who are in the middle-aged, younger people, toddlers, babies, there's room for everyone. That's how it is in humanity, and that's how it could be in the ten. We want everyone to be in the ten, seniors with spiritual experience. No, it's incorrect. Our work is in each shall help his friend, and the ten helps everyone. Not only those who are novices, who don't know, but also those who are more advanced. We need both, and specifically the connection between those who understand, the veterans and the novices, has to be stronger than all the other connections. Just like the attitude, the relationship, rather, between babies and grandparents. Okay. Ita 3.
Sì, Rav, cos'è che ci aiuta nella decina a raffigurarci il nostro stato futuro di
fede? What helps us in the ten to explain our future state of confidence and joy?
Noten lanu ogen koach.
It gives us an anchor, confidence, the paved path to paved road to advance towards the purpose of creation.
Раф, вот возвращаясь к началу урока, к вашему предисловию, когда я в течение дня.
I'm going back to your introduction in the beginning of the lesson. When throughout the day, I'm constantly in my inner work. I keep coming back to the ten. Through my efforts, my friends in the ten, do they get something from that?
They receive everything you introduce into the ten, from the feeling of insecurity, helplessness, despair, and all the way to the feeling of happiness and confidence when you return to the ten. Everything they receive, and it's all in the ten. Each and every one adds those things to the common clea of the ten.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, if I understand correctly, that state of confusion. I used to be certain if something would happen, I would be certain of how to respond, what I should do. And today I know that I'm under the influence of my ego, 100%. So I don't know how to respond anymore. And I sometimes choose not to respond at all.
What did we discuss today? What should a person do? And on all the instances in life, when he feels lack of confidence, security, he doesn't know what to do, why are those things awakening us?
so that I will go to the tent.
So why are you asking?
So my question is, how do I replace my mind with the mind of the ten?
With your mind, you are incorporated in the ten. All of your mind and intellect is in order to get incorporated in the ten.
Focus group.
Focus group.
There's a question from the internet. What exactly does it mean to annul before the ten? What do I annul? Sometimes a friend says, let's do this, and I don't agree with him, so...
I don't care what they say, they should read Rabash articles. There, it is explained how to incorporate in the ten. Period. PD 31.
You described in the beginning of the lesson that a person feels joy out of being dependent on the society, and that he now found his friends and he has everything. What is this joy? What are we happy about regarding this dependency?
Because I felt previously that I'm hanging in midair, and now I feel I have a path, a goal, I have support. I'm in a safe place in a group with whom I can reach the purpose of life. That's why they give me joy. I speak about corporeal things, not in order to bestow or anything, not only on our current state. That's how we begin to integrate it. What do you want to ask?
The light of Nefesh that he describes here, it is acquired by us through reflected light.
Didn't get it. Repeat.
The light of Nefesh that he speaks of here is the primary light of the world of Asiya. Is it acquired by Ochozel, by reflected light?
Surely this describes only what happens after we perform a restriction, a screen, reflected light, and reveal from below up the light that comes to us. So first of all, we discover the light in the degree closest to us, the lowest degree, which is the light in the world of Asiya. And there are no worlds. There are no lights of Naranchai except from when we begin to work from below up. You have to understand it all. Next, item 6.
Item 6, the words of the Eri. The internality and externality of Briah are souls, and the throne in which there are holy spirits. Each of them contains 25 phases, and they are all only light of Neshama and the level of Bina in the worlds.
I'd like to remind you that during the study, we need to feel ourselves together as one man in one heart and one brain, one heart, where we wish to receive this wisdom and the connection between us. Only together. Otherwise, spirituality would not fit in. Only the extent that we concentrate ourselves together. So pay attention how you're trying to perceive spirituality. If each one is trying to perceive it by himself, it's not spirituality. He immediately isolates himself from spirituality and receives it in his intellect. But if he connects with everyone into one desire, as much as he can, then he receives from this desire, receives it in his feelings. This is spirituality.
Item 6. Similarly, Briah, too, has two phases of internality and externality. The internality is the souls, and the externality is the throne where the Holy Spirits are. Each of them is in turn divided into 25 inner phases and 5 general phases, and they are all called Neshama and Bina compared to the value of the worlds. Item 7, the words of the Ari. Internality and externality of Atzilut are the self of the light and the vessels. Each of them contains 25 degrees, 25 phases, and they are all light of Chaya and the level of Chokhmah in the worlds. Item 7. Similarly, Atzilut has two phases of internality and externality. The internality is the lights and the self inside it, and the externality is the vessels. Each phase is divided into 25 inner phases, and together they are Chaya and Chokhmah compared to the value of the worlds. Item 8, should I continue?
Sure.
But again, we want to reveal a common desire and absorb these things spiritually.
Spirituality is integral, the all-inclusive. Only in this way it will work in us. Only out of connection we'll begin to attain spirituality. If each and every one wishes to receive personally, individually, then other than a little bit of intellect, which has nothing to do with spirituality, that...
Otyud
divrari.
Item 10, the words of the Ari. All the worlds are one pratsuf made of 10 sefirot.
In total, all of the creation, everything that was done, all the worlds together are one pratsuf.
Ak is the keter in them. The world of Atzilut is Chokhmah, and Bria is Binah, Yetzira is Zeranpin, and Asiya Malchut. The light in all of them is internality, and the vessels in all of them are externality. Inside all of them, there is the light of Ein Sof, opposite which everything is externality. Item 10. It turns out that all the worlds are regarded as a single partzuf made only of 10 sefirot. Adam Kadmon, in all his phases, is the Keter in them. The Atzilut is Abba in them. Bria is the Ima in them. And Yetzira, the Zeranpin in them. Asiya is the Nukva in them. And they are all one partzuf. There is the self, which is the internality, and the vessels, which is the externality. Inside all of them, there is light of Ein Sof, compared to which they are all regarded as vessels and externality. And it is the only self and internality inside of them.
Hala, Moshe.
Yes, otei, otnimi.
We have item 8 in a light.
This is a very important cognizance that it needs in the understanding of many issues, and it should always be remembered. The first cognizance is that consequently, when new motion and renewing innovation are made in any world, or the slightest phase there, that inner motion,
even if we are doing a small, a tiny movement in the connection between us, even if it's not spirituality, it's preparation of spirituality, nevertheless, we are in this introduction to spirituality, in our society, in our perception, already this influences all the spiritual worlds, all of them up to Ein Sof.
That inner motion generates an innovation in all the worlds from the Rosh of the line.
The difference is that we're not... We can't see our influence on Ein Sof. We also cannot see how Ein Sof responds and influences us. We lack sensation, the sensation. It's like a baby. He doesn't feel many of the things that are around him. It seemingly doesn't enter his vessels of perception yet. That's how we are, but we're already there.
It is as if there is one person where it is impossible to conceive that only a small part of a single organ among all his organs aches or delights without the entire body, head to toe, feeling it.
Ken hadavar hazeh.
A lot of times you say that we need to absorb the material in the connection between us. Can you explain what you mean?
No. No.
This requires emotional preparation for each and every one as to what it means to be alone and what does it mean to be connected with his friends in the tent. What's the difference? Emotionally and then intellectually, which is difficult. Are you connected or disconnected? When a person has that feeling of connection and disconnection, then he starts understanding the essence of the connection. It's like you have this elementary particle of matter, or that matter already binds with other particles, and then they have a system. There is a connection, a relationship. One can measure itself towards the other and see that there's what they attain together and what they attain separately. It's already a different world. It's a world built on relationship between two different things, even opposite things. But if there is no connection, or even just a relation without connection, then there's nothing to talk about. So the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is built on the desire of the Creator and the desire of the created being. As their opposite, they begin to enter a connection. It's not that, regardless of how the Creator works behind the scenes, that's clear. But the created being discovers the Creator's attitude to him and how he feels it, appreciates it, respects it, and invites that connection more or less, and in different ways it wants to resemble the Creator. And as it wants to resemble the Creator, it also has to show its oppositeness to the Creator. So it's how can I be closer to the host by first awakening in me a hunger for what he wants to give to me. So I have to be in a will to receive opposite to the host with a much greater hunger. If I want to come closer to the host, you see, it's something we don't understand. It's a contradiction in terms. That's why the spiritual world is hidden to us. And then I gradually find the more and more that the inversion, the oppositeness between me and the host, when I rise above it, when I turn that into purity, then I achieve connection with the host. And I know him and feel him, and everything happens in those feelings that I build as I become similar to the host. So there's just the host working towards me and me responding naturally instinctively, which doesn't count otherwise, and that's how we learn reality.
You're speaking of the feeling of the friends and the ten, or all thousands that are now listening?
I'm only talking about the ten. When I imagine myself connected to the others, I'm thinking only about the ten. I'm incapable of perceiving more, of capturing more. That's why 10 and not 9, but also 10 and not 11. That's unless I already begin to sense connection between the tens. But every 10 then becomes one single unit. And then I bring together these units, each being like one. So I have the first line where it's all tens, and then the second line where every ten is counted as one, and so on. Meaning, my pyramid is built from being the building the foundation, and at the end of the pyramid is the Ketel, the creator. Okay, let's not get into that. In short, we need to always relate ourselves to the ten.
How? I'm sitting in front of a computer. I hear you. I'm reading the text. How to imagine how each one feels it? What does it mean to do it together?
When I speak to all of you, I want to awaken your heart. The heart learns, not the mind. The heart understands. I want your heart to demand feeling that you are disconnected from the friends, and on top of that, you demand connection with the friends. And in that feeling of disconnect and connection, you'll begin to feel what did we discuss?
Expansion and contraction.
You'll begin to feel the expansion and contraction. You will begin to feel this breathing, that we breathe the spirit of life each time as we have more connection and less connection, or even disconnection and connection. And only this way we come to the sensation of life. You remember? We discussed it a few lessons ago. And the Creator too appears this way through revelation and concealment, and that's why we learned just a few days ago that article about the concealment and revelation of the face of the Creator. So I have nothing to say. We are studying everything. How much are you trying to do it during the day? That already depends on you.
So is it important what we're reading, or is it not so important what we read?
No, not so important. What's important is what I really want out of my study, out of my friends, my teacher, and mostly my tent.
Thank you.
Try. Make an effort. If I'll be able to break your mind and through that reach your heart, that will be easier on everyone. As one.
How does the refinement of the screen appear in the work?
You had a great power of connection and you used it and you were connected, and now that force goes away and it's not there. But it depends on how you hold on to it, how you justify the Creator, how You see that through these states specifically, you reach higher states, that each and every degree must be purified to make room for a higher degree. But for now, what you feel is that you're losing your life. So you have room here to increase your faith, your devotion. Give to.
Bala Sulam writes here about an important principle that a small part of the body feels pain, the whole body feels the pain. Does a Kabbalist on lower degrees also feel the whole system?
Well, the whole reality we can't say, but what he feels is what he feels. It's like a little child. He thinks at first that everything is in his crib, then his room, then even the backyard maybe. And then he's taken to some park or some other place, but he doesn't imagine that there is even a world or planet Earth or the universe. And beyond the universe,
Well,
thank you very much. You said everything has to be in a feeling, but if there are feelings that aren't clear and the heart is exploding, but you don't feel the connection, how to bring it to the 10?
Turn to the Creator as much as you can, bring your feelings to connection. That's it. The intensity of connection, and most importantly, the essence of the connection, that inside the connection you wish to discover the upper force between you, which is the Creator.
How to turn to the 10 in such a state?
To turn to the 10, it's basically with the 10 including, containing the Creator in it. It's like a kli, it's like a receptacle in which the Creator is found. And that's how I turn to it. Without the vessel, I can't capture it. I have to integrate with them, those walls. So I become as their Malchut, and they are the walls, the first nine Sefirot. And I'm as Malchut. And then accordingly, we can discover the Creator.
But these walls aren't all...
That doesn't matter at all. Just everyone together. It's all with respect to you. It's all up to you. Nullify yourself. Those who are formally in the group, nullify before them. You want to connect with everyone. Except with those who are trying to harm. Those who have a different direction, they want to control, they want to dominate, they want to incite the group. And the more we will advance to the goal, we will find such people among us. Some people go into some different parties that we feel they are different than us. Some people want to control the groups, and it will appear. It will surface. We have to understand that just like throughout history, from the group of Abraham, many different groups scattered and they couldn't stand each other and so on, it will happen with us to some extent as well. Be'er Sheva.
The question about observing the materials through the connection. And I hope I'm not mistaking with my question. The matter we were created with, is it parts of individuals that have to create a molecule called the ten in order for us to accept it in our emotions, what we need to receive?
Yes, we want to connect between us because only in the form of connection between us, the more different we are and the more we want to connect, the more we can find between the minus and plus, as much as I'm different from everyone and yet I want to be connected to everyone, the more I'm hateful of everyone and yet I want to love everyone. In the gap between plus and minus, we will start discovering the spiritual vessel and the creator, who is the root common to both plus and minus. Okay?
I think Maurice wanted to ask.
Okay, we won't
else.
Wait until the end of the hour.
No, בסדר, no.
Maurice, you want to ask something else?
So according to what you explained about the matter in creation, when we connect in the ten, we are performing the opposite action of the Big Bang, that we're contracting, and by this we're actually starting to become like the Creator.
We are not becoming like the Creator. We are examining how much we can adapt ourselves to the Creator. The Creator shattered the world deliberately, and in our relationships, we correct the world. And so, as we correct the world that He seemingly broke, then we discover that this whole shattering is as if it's all this whole what's three.
Thank you, Rav. My friend's question: what is the boundary of my annulment to the ten?
No limit. If the ten is properly aimed at the goal of life, the goal of creation, the more I nullify myself to the point of devotion, there's no limit. Yes, Michael.
You were saying that we disconnect and there isn't a state that we stay in the same connection with the ten. You told a koka.
Right, that's correct and desired and prefer, that's exists in higher levels, yeah.
So in our connection, we have the intensity and the frequency. That we come back to the connection. What should we focus
right.
on? What's more important now? To work on the intensity or how to come back every time?
We can't really determine both this and that. In terms of our state, no. We can try to always maintain the connection between us and not lose it. And if the upper force determines a disconnection, he will also determine a connection.
So where do we work here?
To be in connection as much as possible and to increase it. More and more connection. We only have to be drawn forward. We don't need to think about the disconnect. If a disconnect happens, it's not our fault. It's because the entering the disconnect is actually the other side of the connection.
So when we disconnected, we have to continue the same, what we've been doing. We did Rabash advice, we went, read his articles, we got to a connection, and now we're disconnected. So do we keep going with the same actions of connections?
I don't know what you mean by the same actions. It's not that many actions. But yeah, we have to continue the annulment only on a new level, in a new state. But how will you do it? It's not like we are already in states where we understand what level we fell into and so on. And in the meantime, our states are just kind of, it's either... We will read selected excerpts on the topic of the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon.
So in these excerpts, we are bringing excerpts from Kabbalists or the writers of the Zohar, the 10 students of Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon, that have reached the degree of Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. That's why they could write the book of the Zohar that includes everything. Along with that, we're reading the words by Rabash, Baal HaSulam, and this is all about the measure of love and bestow and connection that people need to reveal between them for the Creator to reveal Himself between them. So let's get some impressions by, as much as they're writing about it, as much as they're yearning for it, as much as they are revealing it, please.
Excerpt number 37, this is from Zohar for All, Acharemot. Behold, how good and how pleasant. Number 65. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from each other. At first they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The word also comes to include the Shekhinah with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words and He has contentment and delights with them.
We should understand that it's really like that, that the Kabbalists, in their attainment, they reveal these states, what the Creator feels, that they're coming closer to Him. We should get an impression by this, that also to have some kind of attraction to do it, to give contentment to the Creator. That's how it is. By us being drawn to one another, we give pleasure to the Creator by building a place between us for His revelation. That is desired for us. Okay? No questions. Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 38. This is from Zohar for All, same article, number 66. And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, henceforth you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit, there will be peace in the world. As it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you. 38 again. And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, henceforth you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. and by your marriage there will be peace in the world. As it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you.
All these excerpts are, they seem easy, but they're not. It's impressions from very exalted degrees where people reach love, revelation of the Creator to His created beings, meaning above faith, above reason, above the degree of Bina. They're already connecting to the Gar, the first three sefirot of the degree, where the upper force appears. That's why it's still worth it for us in the efforts between us to get an impression from the way the Creator is revealing Himself, and to think, how can we feel His attitude and the connection between us and the ten, that each one can see himself being included in his ten, and there he reveals what the Kabbalists are telling us here from their revelation. In practice, to yearn for it. That's called raising man. Please.
קטע הבא?
כן.
קטע מספר 30.
Next excerpt. Excerpt number 39. This is from Rabash. Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend too. Those people who agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views. So as to receive the strength of love of others. There's a famous maxim by our sages. As their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of friends, in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Let's keep going. I hope during the day you can read these excerpts every so often and renew the yearning to the state we're reading of now.
Excerpt 40. This is from Bala Sulam's letter 49. I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might, to ache with your friends' pains and rejoice in your friends' joys as much as possible. I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest.
This is what Bala Sulam advises for us. Next.
Excerpt 49,
41. This is from Bala Sulam's letter 47. I've established for you conducts by which you can still hang on and not turn back. And the single most special one among them is the Dvikut of friends. I sincerely promise that this love is able, and I shall remind you of every good thing that you need. And if you nonetheless brace yourselves in that, you would certainly go from strength to strength on the rungs of holiness.
Because we really don't need anything but the correct connection for the Creator to be revealed. That the purpose of the studies of the wisdom of Kabbalah, of all of creation, is the revelation of the Creator to His created beings, and it only depends on the...
Вот исходя из той разницы, ну, которой мы изначально созданы, Мы стремимся навстречу друг другу, чтобы обрести свойство отдачи.
As a result of that gap that we, to begin with, were created with each other, then we aspire to connect to each other and bring contentment to the Creator. And by that, we draw the lights that, through our efforts. And the question is, how, what is the mechanism that everyone can do in the 10 to add to that?
That's only by a person annulling himself. Very simple. Annulling himself, integrating in the group, and wherever they take me, in whichever boat, in whichever direction, I don't care. I don't care. Meaning to annul myself as much as possible. Just like me entering the boat, I lay down below in the bottom part of the boat, and I just devote myself to the group.
Spain 1.
Spain 1.
In the last excerpt, we read, Baal Sulam makes a promise. He says, I promise you that love is capable. Is that the agreement, the covenant that should be between us in the ten?
We need to... have faith in the creator, that he is organizing everything, and all we need to do is to annul. Annulment can be more active, less active, but the main thing is annulment. From that, we have to start each and every action.
Chafon 2.
North 2.
Rav, what is that state when the heart understands?
The heart is a feeling that is connected to the brain by going through it a few times and seeing what will come, meaning cause and effect. And that's called that the heart understands. Why does the heart understand and not the brain feels? Because our vessels are the will to receive that feels good, bad, and all the states in between. And by comparing, connecting all these states between connection and distance, by this we acquire a spiritual feeling. That's it. And as it's written in the revelation and concealment of the Creator.
New York 2.
New York 2.
What does it mean to go from strength to strength on the rungs of holiness?
To advance, it means that we overcome the forces of separation more and more. That's called from strength to strength, because we're asking for more and more forces of connection, which are greater. There's no other way, because we're in the forces of separation. And this is how we advance, from strength to strength. Santiago.
Dear Rav, is there annulment in revelation of evil?
From revelation of evil, annulment. We can annul ourselves, but this annulment towards that evil force means that I don't want to use the evil force. Or I can say that I have no choice and I'm annulling this whole thing of resisting the bad and doing what it's demanding. It depends what you mean by annulment. Who's annulling who? We need to try to annul our ego. That's annulling what exists, as we say. And by this, on the other hand, we adhere to the Creator.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Hello, hello, Rav. Hello, Kli.
Shalom, Kli.
After reading this article, there is a lot of precision and certainty in this article through the Kabbalists. How much does a person must go through this purification in connection before feeling this certainty?
Just to add himself into the tent, like a baby towards a mother, towards the greater ones, to constantly glue myself to the tent, that is my first action. As much as I am included in the tent, according to that, I can start working with my confidence, that the confidence come from my connection with the friends, that I'm in them. According to that extent, in that manner, I have confidence. And then, according to that, I can start trying to perform a free action, which all comes from my connection with the ten, the confidence in the ten, the overcoming and the good mood I got from the ten. And then my action for sure will be in the name of the ten.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, we seem to be waiting for a new day and so on for our next development. How can we stop ourselves from waiting for tomorrow for what we can attain today?
Whoever it's written, whoever rejects or pushes spirituality for tomorrow won't reveal it. Just won't reveal it. But when you feel that you have to work, work. Otherwise, you're lost.